obviously, we want to thank everybody. We want to thank all the volunteers. And actually, we're all volunteers, every one of us. And the people that are listening on the radio who came to all the anti-war marches, who marched, who gave up their time, who don't get demoralized. I know that we were not able to stop them from bombing Iraq, but they're going to have more bombs for more cities, more countries. We can't stop. We can't stop. We have to be a thorn in their fucking side for the rest of their fucking lives. We are the thorn, and we will make them bleed. If we can't stop them, they'll never fucking forget us. Maze of being skin, oh, to cry, not any cry, so mindful that the dove just steadfast gasp, oh, to oh, not anyone, nothing to be. Thank you. Passover boy. It's the way it should be. I mean, may we do more and more of these things in the future. And, you know, we are always with you. And I'm just so happy. I am speechless. Thank you. photographer guys, give me a little break for a while. I know I'm one of the best looking girls in town, but I think you got enough shots. You can come back in a little while. Felt like I was in Italy for a minute. All right, this is for you. That's true. We do. We're actually known for having disabled band members. The flavor of the disabled band member of the month is our bass player Tony Shanahan, who was actually hit by a motorist while on a bicycle. Thank God he had his helmet on. He does have a broken collarbone, though, so if you notice that, you know, we're playing better than usual, it's because, he's doing the best he can. So if he misses a bass run that you really like, just do it yourself, you know. Like. I'd like to dedicate this little song to His Holiness the Dalai Lama and his people. guy. That's such a great song. I'm trying to learn it, but I... you know, get the revolution, get the revolution. Next time you invite us, we'll have it. I promise. It's a great song, though. And I think, you know, when this is going over the radio, I think when the radio's done us, they should get out their copy of Volunteers of America and put it on. Just a little bit of DJing from myself. Yeah, and then they can put on Freebird after, and then in Bagada De Vida. And then Ray Darla. And then Mermaids Turn the Tide, 1985. And then Texas Radio and the Big Beat. We is ready.
all of his little men, all his little man lives. I watched them all run, run. I watched those little man souls run up into the sky. And I said, hey, brother, I'm going with you. I'm going with you, and I'm going to look on down. And I look down at the world. I look down at it all. And I watch them. I watch all these people. Children, I watch the greed, I watch the frustration of the mother who cannot feed her child. I watch the frustration of people who don't have proper schools for their children. I watch the volunteers working. I watch them building the stages, marching the streets. I watch them doing what was right. What was right with no hope for retribution. Just doing it. Because we're gonna fucking do it! And we won't stop! We won't stop! We won't stop! We won't stop!
I'm glad we had all those great speakers. I'm feeling a little inarticulate today, but it's nothing new though. Pissing in a river, watching it rise. Tattoo fingers, shy away from me. Voices, mesmerize. Voices, beckon and see. Come back. I'd like to dedicate this little song to all children, our children, the children of Palestine, the children of Israel, the children of Cambodia, the children of Afghanistan, the children of Tibet, the children of China, the children of Spain, all the children.
You.
Mothers, please don't have your infants and small children near these big speakers. It's bad enough. I mean, at least when, you know, if we're old enough and stupid enough to get our ears blown out, that's one thing. Please don't have small children, babies near speakers. Don't do it, because I'll be nice about it once and then I'll kick you the fuck out. Thank you. I am a mother myself. None of my children saw a speaker until they were in their late teens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually I have a tendency to tell long, rambling jokes that nobody laughs at. And I was sparing our radio audience, and so we have a little extra time, because usually you would have like been sitting through a lot of long, rambling, mindless, rootless. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I wanted to send our good wishes to City Lights Bookstore, and wish them a happy jubilee, them and the Queen, 50 years. And, anyway, here's a little song for you. Musical, who the people at Answer and Code Pink, and I'm sorry I don't know all the names of the people and the organizations, but this is such a great thing, you know. It's all like, you know, being here and stuff. I just can't tell you how much it means to me. And anyway, if you have like a couple of dollars or a couple of quarters or more than that, you know, put them in their bins, you know, and you know, just do what you can. I want to say hello to, you know, all our friends at Maytree, and just hello everybody. Well, today's a special day for many reasons. Today is Father's Day, and my father's favorite song. We're gonna end the afternoon with my dad's favorite song, and it's my way of saying hello to him. And I also want to also co-dedicate it to Ralph Nader, who is not a father except a father to all of us, because he is always working on our behalf. And let's see. And finally, I want to say happy birthday, Toddy. It's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Toddy. The cream. Well, wherever we'll be next.
And we are back on KPFA. And I'm Bonnie Simmons, Scoop Nisker, and Patti Smith.
Hi, Bonnie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful, wonderful concert.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to, to be a part of today. I'm so happy. I can hardly even talk. I'm just so happy.
You made me very happy. You bring that spirit that connects a lot of generations together. You know, because you.
Well, good thing, because I lived through several of them.
But you were pretty young to be a beatnik, and yet your friends. I mean, you know, Burroughs and Ginsberg. You hung out with those guys, and you were really a poet before you became a rock and roll.
Well, I did meet all of Alan and William Burroughs and Gregory Corso. They were all my good friends at the Chelsea, and met them all in 1969, and they shepherded me and counseled me, and I learned a lot from them, from chivalry to revolution. I learned a lot from all of those.
Really,
people.
Really, I feel that about you when you walk into the audience. You know, that chivalry, that really connection with the audience. Like, you know,
well, William Burroughs was the greatest gentleman, and of course you have Alan, who was the greatest activist, and Gregory, who was the greatest troublemaker. The three, I learned quite a bit.
And also that bringing that literate sense into rock and roll, and the sense of history and revolution that
you bring in,
because that's so important to keep that tradition alive.
Well, that's what it is for me.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what how it was given to me, and that's how I do my best to express all of those things, because I'm always grateful for the opportunity. I never take for granted. I mean, just like today. I mean, to get the opportunity to do something free, to have people working hard, building a stage for you, putting all this equipment together. I mean,
it was our pleasure.
That's a great thing. I feel really, it's a humbling experience when you see so many people working so that you can communicate your work. It's really great.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm like all amped up with adrenaline.
Yes,
so.
I love it. You got me amped up, and I'm, you know, I haven't been to a rock and roll concert in years, and I just was thrilled. I might start going to rock and roll concerts again because of you.
Well, I hope you have a great time. Drink plenty of water.
Thank you. Scoop, I'm so hot, I can't.
Okay. I just want to say one more thing. That thing, when you held up the American flag and said, you know, this is being desecrated by the people in Washington, it's so true that to try to keep waking people up to that fact, and you have to be edgy almost. You have to keep pushing the edge to keep people awake about it.
Well, and you can't be afraid. I mean, I don't know what has happened to the guts of our people and our culture. You know, I feel like I constantly say to people, remember who you were September 10th. With the person you were September 10th put up with all of this? I mean, you know, we have to we have to move on. We have to strengthen. We have to remember who we are. We have to reclaim our democracy, and we can't give up our civil liberties and all the things that we fought for. We can't let the environment slide. We can't, we can't let that happen. You know,
right.
We can't get demoralized, and
And we got to get rid of Bush in the next election. How are we going to do that?
Well, the people, only the people can do that.
Yeah.
Only the people can wake up, come out by the numbers, and do that. Mm-hmm. Our band, we were just recording a song about that, because we're back in the studio, but I've contemplated this a lot. And, you look at Gandhi, how one man, rallied not thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people to create, such a massive changes in his country. We can do that. We can always make change. We can always make change, but we need the strength of our numbers. We need not to be frightened. We need not to be complacent, and we need to be aware. And there's so much information out there. I believe that we should stop romanticizing or mourning the '60s and create the 2000s. You know, we should create our present. We can build And we can, like, we are a culture. We can have a revolutionary, fun, active, and creative culture. We can we don't need to look in the past for great cultural movements. We can create one ourselves. And
Thank you. Bless
Maddie
you.
Smith on KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno. Bonnie Simmons here, Scoop Nisker there. And we would just like to thank everybody that contributed to putting
Amen.
This day together.
Thank you, everybody.
If you don't like the news.
Yes, what were you going to say, Scoop?
If you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own.
Exactly. And now, Mary, Dirk, are you there?